I tried to formulate a plan of action. That perpetual sound of Allah, 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 Allah confused my mind. Perhaps I was too tired to be very fearful. Certainly I was more curious to know the reason of this monotonous crying than afraid. I turned back away from the park and struck into Park Road, intending to skirt the park, went along under the shelter of the terraces, and got a view of this stationary, howling Martian from the direction of St. John's Wood. A couple of hundred yards out of Baker Street, I heard a yelping chorus, and saw first a dog with a piece of putrescent red meat in his jaws coming headlong toward me, and then a pack of starving mongrels in pursuit of him. He made a wide curve to avoid me, as though he feared I might prove a fresh competitor. As the yelping died away down the silent road, the wailing sound of Allah, 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 Allah reasserted itself. I came upon the wrecked handling machine, halfway to St. John's Wood Station. At first, I thought a house had fallen across the road. It was only as I clambered among the ruins that I saw with a start this mechanical Samson lying, with its tentacles bent and smashed and twisted among the ruins it had made. The forepart was shattered. It seemed as if it had driven blindly straight at the house and had been overwhelmed in its overthrow. It seemed to me then that this might have happened by a handling machine escaping from the guidance of its Martian. I could not clamber among the ruins to see it, and the twilight was now so far advanced that the blood with which its seat was smeared and the gnawed gristle of the Martian that the dogs had left were invisible to me. Wondering still more at all that I had seen, I pushed on toward Primrose Hill. Far away through a gap in the trees, I saw a second Martian, as motionless as the first, standing in the park toward the zoological gardens, and silent. A little beyond the ruins, about the smashed handling machine, I came upon the red weed again and found the Regent's Canal, a spongy mass of dark red vegetation. As I crossed the bridge, the sound of Allah, 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 Allah ceased. It was, as it were, cut off. The silence came like a thunderclap. The dusky houses about me stood faint and tall and dim. The trees toward the park were growing black. All about me, the red weed clambered among the ruins, writhing to get above me in the dimness. Night, the mother of fear and mystery, was coming upon me.